Welcome to this session with Doug Addison. Doug is an international conference speaker, author, life coach, and stand-up comedian. For more information about his life-changing seminars and books, visit www.dougaddison.com. And now, here's Doug.
Hey guys, Doug Addison here, Spirit Connection Live. It is May 1st, 2013, and welcome, and let me get my volume off there. Welcome to everyone joining us live, or if you are joining us through the video later, the video on demand, which is on my website, dougaddison.com. God moves through the internet. He moves through anything. So I just want to get things going here. Well, let's just pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for all that you're doing and all that you're about to do through this webcast. And I'm just excited about this release from the heaven, just the release from heaven that's happening right now, and this change that's happening with us all, this accelerated season that we're experiencing right now. And so we ask your, just ask your blessing, your presence, your healing presence, and your anointing for understanding dreams, for being able to hear your voice deeper and fulfill our destiny in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Well, if you're new with us, I do this the first Wednesday of every month, and you'll want to check out my website, dougaddison.com. In fact, we have a brand new website. We just redid it. So I'll talk a little bit more about that later. Also, in case I forget, and I'll just say this a couple times, don't forget to follow me on Twitter, Doug T. Addison, and Facebook, The Doug Addison, and that way you'll stay up on everything that's going on. All right, I just want to jump right into it. We're going to go about a half hour of me doing some prophetic teaching here and some prophetic words. Then you can put in your questions, because we have Allegra in the chat room, and she will be gathering the questions in about 30 minutes. Well, I'll be doing answering questions about the supernatural. Dream interpretation, only if they're short. We can't do long dreams, please. It's just so hard for us to be able to communicate it through, and sometimes I have to ask questions. And we'll be talking about some different things like that. So let's get going. This month, May, it's a fresh new release of creativity from heaven. Did you feel it? This is going to be a time to pull out the things maybe that you have had projects that you've been had hanging around, or activities that you wanted to previously complete or were not able to finish, because June's going to really start to be a shift. Watch this month in May for accelerated growth and advancement, starting to really build up by the end of the month. Lost dreams and forgotten prophetic words from God are now being released to you in a greater way. And I've had a burst of creative energy in the spirit. Personally, I've gotten more done this year than I have in 5 years or more, honestly, by taking steps. It's because the Holy Spirit is actually releasing the ability right now to get through things, to do things that have held you back in the past. But it requires steps. It requires taking action, and most of all, not giving up. So there'll be new opportunities open up in June, and that's why it's important to get ready now. Finishing projects. I have my new book coming out in June, Understand Your Dreams Now, and I've been working really hard to finish projects up, so like update my website, do these types of things, or things like maybe for you would be update your resume or something practical. And get ready, because things are going to start to happen. Here's what I heard God say is houses are going to begin to sell. Houses that have not sold are going to begin to sell. Debt will be paid off over the next few months for many people. Things are rapidly shifting right now, and there's sudden moves happening. Sudden moves. It's a time of suddenness. In fact, today I popped on Pandora, and KT Turnstile came on with Suddenly I See, and God spoke to me, and it really was a time of sudden advancements and sudden things happening. So this is really a time for just to get ready. God's releasing the new revelation over the next month or more. It's not limited to that, but you're going to start seeing new revelation come. 1 Corinthians 13:12. God spoke this to me this week, and it's mentioned in that famous famous chapter on love. But it says, "For now we see only a reflection, as in a mirror. but then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, but then I will know fully as I am fully known. The Apostle Paul was talking about now and then. And so the season changed. The Lord spoke to me that things aren't as clear right now, but this is the month where now and then is going to happen, that we're going to see things might not be clear. But just like I shall be, I shall know things fully and also be fully known. So this month, watch for God to speak subtly. Sometimes he speaks really clearly and louder, but watch for dreams, the soft voice of God. Watch for experiences, parables in your daily life. Watch for those. I get those all the time, and I'll explain a few of those. But the result of this new revelation that is coming will increase your favor and visibility, because in 1 Corinthians 13:12, as it says, you will be fully known. God is going to increase your favor and visibility with other people over the next few months. So what happened on April 22nd? Some people are asking me, if you follow me on Twitter, my daily prophetic words, my blog, or this webcast, I prophesied it and released it last month that last February, God spoke to me that April 22nd would be a significant day. Now, I never know what these things can mean. In fact, the day of the Super Bowl, God had spoken to me weeks before that there would be a prophetic sign. It would be seen around the world. And sure enough, the lights went out. You can see that on my blog. But that's one of the big things. So people were expecting, like, what's going to happen, you know? And I got a lot of reports in that things did start to turn around last week. You know, things started to, in the spiritual realm, the week of last week, April 22nd, things really did. For me, at 1:30 p.m., a strong presence of God came on me while I was shopping. I mean, I had a really rough time. I was walking around in a fog of bliss for several hours. And what happened to me, it started out, is I could look at someone, and I'm used to this anyway because this is my gift, but I could look at them and know things about people, and that's my prophetic gifting. But boy, it was deep. Suddenly, on the 22nd, it went really, really deep. In fact, I was crying. I could see, like almost like pictures back. It was, I'd look at someone like we were in the grocery store, in the coffee shop, you know. So here's what's going on. God is releasing things. Test your spiritual gifts out. Mine happens to be the prophetic, because if you have a gift of whatever it might be, worship, intercession, whatever, some business type of calling, test your gifts out to see if there's a new level there. God spoke to me clearly on that day, on April 22nd. He said, this is the day of fulfillment. And these are the things that God has promised to us. Are now in motion coming. They're now in motion. Things are being set into place to be able to take us to an entire new level. Now, right after that, just so you'll know, right after that, it wasn't smooth sailing for me anyway. In fact, I had a rough time, and I posted on Twitter once about, I don't like focus on the rough times, but I realized something is that there was resistance to get there. And so sometimes you have to press through. In fact, I heard the Holy Spirit say these words, the tension of contention. And this is a time of breakthrough, right? And it's something that we're breaking through. But like anything else, it doesn't always start easily. We have to break through old mindsets. We have to break through limiting beliefs, limiting thinking, ungodly thinking. We have to break through the attacks of the enemy, discouragement. And not only that, opposition of people around us, because quite often when we start to, you know, we start to get promoted or succeed, then people get jealous. We must contend for the things of God, the things that he's promised us prophetically. In fact, I had to go take a walk this week and contend, and I'm going to talk about that in just a little bit, about how to contend for the things that God has promised you. Sometimes my life is like a prophetic word itself. In fact, most of the prophetic words I get tend to be, a parable, a life parable. And many of you have this gift, but you may not realize it. In fact, I thought I was going crazy until I realized I had this gift, because all these funny things would happen to me. And then it was like a symbolic message with what was going on around me. So this week, in fact, yesterday, my wife and I, we've had this car since 1998. It was a car that we got when we went and planted our first church. And we have had this car now for 6 cross-country moves and 3 church plants. And yes, that Honda is still going. Well, just yesterday, the driver's door would not open. We just found out that it's probably going to cost more to fix the driver door than the car's work. But God spoke to me that He's closing the door to the old way of doing things, and He's about to open something new. And watch for new provision as well. And so we're going to watch for new provision. Just, we need a car. So, but it was symbolic that was a particular car that we had used specifically. We got it when we went into ministry, planted our first church in 98. And so watch for things to open and pray and watch for God to close the doors to doing the way we're used to doing things and opening something new. I had a dream this month or last month that Bob Jones, who's a prophet, he's a friend of mine, but he announced in my dream to the world that witchcraft was broken over Doug Addison. And 5 years ago, 5 years ago, Bob had told me that I had witches, actually a group of witches praying against me, along with jealous Christians who were cursing me, a horde of demons assigned to stop me in my ministry. And, where do you sign up for that, right? And so I've been through one of the toughest 5 years that I've had in a very, very long time. And I knew it was because of this, and I knew that the attack of the enemy, when it's too much like that, it is because God's about to move and we're going to see something. But again, remember that my prophetic words are quite often not just for myself, but it's for everybody, a global thing. So I just want to say this, that witchcraft is being broken over people right now. In fact, I can feel this, the presence there has been people, these demonic assignments against you, and that is being broken right now. I used to pray I'd meet some of the witches, because I met a lot of the Christians who were cursing me, and they weren't really nice. So I figured maybe some of the witches were nicer. I'm just saying. But I wanted to meet some of them, and at least get to know them a little bit. But none of that stuff is affecting me, because we're rising above this. We're getting through this time. But I just want to say this, is that if you've been under attack for the last 5 years, watch and see this thing start to turn around. Here's a word I got. There's unfinished business in Apopka, Florida. I began going to Apopka, Florida in 2002. With doing dream interpretation training, and I've been going there ever since at different places. They were all different. And when I was just there in the month of April, God spoke to me that there's something specific about Apopka, Florida, and something that's unfinished there that God had called, that God wants done. Now, I don't know the details of it, but every time I come back from Apopka Assembly of God is one of them, but there's been other places in Apopka. Every time I come home from that, and that's outside of Orlando, for those who are Florida impaired. But every time I come home from that, I would have a breakthrough. I didn't know it till I looked in my journal. And I looked in my journal and just did a search on Apopka. And June 18th, 2008, when I came home from Apopka, that week I had the initial word, prophetic word, was given to me to move from Moravian Falls back to California. June 29th, 2009, I came back from Apopka, and I had an experience called Decrees from Heaven. It's on my blog, and I'm going to be talking about it in just a minute. On September 28th, 2009, an angel literally in my room woke me up, and I went into a dream. The angel was literally standing there like a golden figure, and I went into this dream vision state, and this angel showed me things about my city and things like that. But that happened the week I got home from Apopka. Then in March 29th, 2010, A church actually paid off the last payment of Linda and I of our personal debt. So that was a breakthrough. God had just called him to do that, and something happened. And I began to release that. Right after that, I began to release the Laugh Your Debt Off. If you haven't been part of that, it's one of my live events. January 10th, 2012, I had an encounter when I got home from Apopka with a safe passage angel, a visitation. With this angel, I don't usually know angel names or anything like that. I just know their functions. That's on my blog as well. April 8th, 2013, that was just this month or last month, I had a sign from God that he was going to move us miraculously. And that's what I believe is happening right now. So I want to talk about this decrees from heaven for just a moment. Because it was on Monday, June 29th, 2009, I had this encounter when I came home from Florida. And so I'm convinced that there's something going on in that area, in the Orlando, Apopka area specifically, that it's an area of breakthrough. And I would not be having these experiences unless that was the case. So in June 29th, in 2009, I actually had a time where I was praying in my house. And I would call it an open heaven experience. You ever have that where suddenly you feel like you're in direct connection with God? Some people say the Holy Spirit comes on you, anoint you or whatever. But suddenly I just knew God. I knew how to pray for myself and others. You know, the presence of God came on me. It was about 30 minutes and it was intense. Then it lifted. But during the experience, I had remembered many promises that God had made to me, many prophetic promises. And suddenly this new strength and an authority came upon me to be able to speak and almost command the promises into existence. Now, this happened in 2009. I want you to know that stuff is starting to happen that God has promised, and not just me, but many people around me. But here's the significance of that. A few hours later, right after this lifted, I had this unexpected thing happen to me. And suddenly, while praying, I kid you not, a piece of paper, like a parchment, golden trim on it, and it had a bronze look and a golden trim, appeared in midair, and it kind of floated down to the ground, hit the floor of my house, and disappeared. And I'm like, what was that, you know? And I felt the presence of God in the room, and I heard the Lord say this. He said that was a decree from heaven regarding the prayers that I had been praying. And he told me that my prayers had been heard and he was issuing orders. These are decrees from heaven to carry them out. And he told me also, tell other people right now, you know, this is 09, but tell other people that this is happening so that you have to press in to be able to get this. And so I looked it up and I was reading the Bible. I found Psalm 2, verse 7 and 8. God says this, I will proclaim the decrees of the Lord that he said to me, you are my son. Or this was actually the psalmist who said it. He said, you are my son, and today I have become your father. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your inheritance and the ends of the earth your possessions. So make a decree, ask the Lord, and he's now moving people into a son and daughter position of authority. And we're going to see something happen as we do this, right? Well, see, this happened then, but God is indeed, he told me, he spoke to me this last month while I was in Florida, that decrees from heaven over your life are being released, and take hold of the inheritance God has for you. I don't know if you know what that means, but all the prophetic promises over your life are now going to start to unfold if you take hold of them and grab hold of them, because the enemy will actually be there to try to discourage you. But the enemy responded with an encounter attack to steal your identity. You know, many people's spiritual identity, spiritual identity theft. I have a little booklet on that has been happening. And this is, tell you what, Job 22, verse 28. Listen to this. You shall also decree a thing, and it shall be established to you, and the light shall shine on your ways. It's time to decree what you need. Let's just do that now. God, we just decree all the things that we need, and not just what we need in a physical realm, but you know, but spiritual gifts, you know, business-wise, finances, everything that's needed, relationships, changes. We make a declaration and say, and put a demand on heaven and say, it's time, God, because hope deferred has really been making people sick. And so it is time now for this stuff to be released at a greater level in Jesus' name. Yeah, boy, you'll want to go back and if you go to my blog, DougAddison.com, go to the blog and just type in decrees in my search. You'll see decrees from heaven back in 2009. You can read the full report of that. But boy, like right now, I can feel the presence of God pretty strong. And this is something that God is doing. See, the enemy really works. The heaven and the spiritual realm works very similar to the legal system. And we'll see this is that unless we go make a claim and file a motion, basically, unless you do that, you won't get repaid. You will not get payment. It's the same thing in heaven. That's why the enemy gets away with so much of robbing people. Most people don't actually, press in enough to get it back. Now, after I had that experience, I emailed an attorney and asked about what a decree was, and she told me that it was that the decree from heaven, it means that you'd have to actually file a motion, and that's actually the terminology that's used, and file a motion. And so this is a time, really, if you haven't been following some of my words, I had a dream after that, a short time after that, I believe it was a year later, that I was actually in heaven, in the courtroom of heaven, where they file, people file their motions in heaven. In other words, they pray and ask things. And it was jam-packed. I mean, the place was jammed with Christians filing motions against other Christians. And the resources from heaven, listen to me, the resources from heaven were tapped. Because every time someone files a motion in heaven, something does happen, whether it is positive or negative, something does happen. And an angel was standing next to me in this dream, and I said, my goodness, this place is a mass confusion. And the angel says, yeah, it would be much better if you settle out of court. You know, in other words, use forgiveness, use the spirit of reconciliation. We are actually tapping off resources from heaven by doing accusations against other people. Now, these are people, I just don't want, don't make me point this out, but this is stuff like the people you might not agree with. These are people that might have hurt you. There is forgiveness. Doesn't mean you have to agree with them. But this is a time to settle out of court. You don't even have to actually contact the person. In fact, I had another dream a week after that where I was in another room, and that there was that angel that was there, caseworker angel, and I was settling a dispute I had with someone. You know, I had this thing where I felt ripped off, and suddenly, in the dream, I was settling it out of court, so to speak. And, you know, it was a short time later that I got a repayment in another form, but it was for that same type of thing where I'd been ripped off. I didn't have to contact the person. So here's what I want to say. It's time to forgive. It's time to release. It's time to move forward. Make your decrees in heaven. Ask God to repay you. And as a prophetic sign, I've never done this before, but I got in the mail today, Papa Rewards, and it's Papa Rewards. Isn't that great? When I got this, of course, it's Papa John's Pizza, and I don't eat pizza, but it says Papa Rewards on it. And when I picked this up, this piece of paper, I felt the presence of God come on me, and I looked and said, wow, enroll in Papa Rewards. And this is time right now to get the rewards for the things. I heard God say that that he's repaying people right now for all these previous seasons where things have not, gone your way, but you need to actually, take some positive steps. It's time to tap into all things are possible for those who believe. And I'm really, really excited for what's about to happen and this particular month. And also throughout June and August, we're going to see a shift, sudden shifts. And I released the prophetic word in January that this is the year that hope deferred, makes the heart sick, right? But a sudden good break in the message. It's Proverbs 13:12 in the message. It says, but a sudden good break, won't a sudden good break? Who wants a sudden good break? This has been the year of sudden good breaks for me and many people that I know. In fact, I just had people texting me and some emails come in that since this April 22nd word, some people are saying they're starting to see some of the prophetic words over their life going into a deeper level. This is the time to press in. Don't let the enemy discourage you. I always say this, the sun is always shining above the clouds. And I found that out from flying a lot, but you can fly above the clouds and the sun is always there. And that's the way it is with God. And that no matter what's going on in your current situation, God is moving elsewhere. All right. Well, I just want to pray over this word, Father. I just pray that you would release these decrees. We would know what's for now and what's for later. That you would also bring about the things where we have actually been shortchanged. In fact, I heard this is that God is repaying things all the way back 11 years is for some people. In 2002, some things started or God spoke to you, and that's about to happen right now. Expect the miraculous this year. Look for the positive and watch things happen. You get what you focus on. And if you focus on the negative, that's what you're going to get, because what you sow is what you reap. And it's time to rise above any given situation, use it as an advantage, and you'll see really a radical amount of change happen. All right. Well, I said that I have my new website up. It's my name, DougAddison.com, and you might want to go there and check it out. It's a new design, and thanks to the team who worked really, really hard on getting it going. And you can also get the free ebook, my new free ebook called Night Dreams, Reveal Your Life Dreams. And you just sign up, on there, and we'll send you the ebook. And also you'll get my prophetic updates if you don't already. And we promise not to sell your information or spam you or anything like that. We just send out some basic stuff. So if you want to stay up on some of my events, in fact, this month, the month of May 2013, next Wednesday, I will be in Camp Hill, Pennsylvania. That's right outside of Harrisburg. And I'll be speaking at Christ Community Church at 6:45, I believe. And it should be a good time, because I just had a dream last night. When I woke up this morning, I had a dream that I was in Pennsylvania in Mechanicsburg. And I had an electrical cord connected, and it was looped through my belt, and it was about to be plugged in. So I'm expecting something to happen there. Plus, I'll be speaking at a private meeting there with Global Awakening, so not open to the public, but I'm expecting something. I'm excited for coming and seeing what's going to get plugged in, right? Then May 17th and 18th, Friday and Saturday, I'll be in Pepperell, Massachusetts, with the Faith Worship Center. I'm doing Understand Your Dreams and Visions Workshop. And you can go to my website, DougAddison.com, events. Go to the events, because I think there might be registration on that one. But on Sunday, May 19th, I'll be speaking on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock in Pepperell as well. And that's my live events this month. Also, while you're at our website, you can donate, by the way. We appreciate that. We try to, in fact, we have been keeping these webcasts free, and they're very expensive for us, and we'll be upgrading so that you can watch them on your iPhone and iPad as well. That'll be our new release coming soon. But we appreciate if you could donate to our cause about, helping people to hear the voice of God, understand their dreams and visions, and even using tattoo interpretation to show people their destiny. And we do this all over the world. Also, I just want to mention my two flagship trainings. They're online, the Dream Crash Course, which is 10 sessions of dream interpretation that I've done that, you don't have to wait for me to come around to your area. Now you can get it right online right now. Everything you need to get going. Also, my prophetic tattoo and piercing interpretation online training. If you saw me in Darren Wilson's Father of Lights, I was doing tattoo and dream interpretation in a nightclub. And so this is, it will teach you how to do what I was doing there. You know, we rely on the Holy Spirit, but also you have to develop some type of skill and particularly how to, you know, interact and communicate what you're hearing from God, which is one of my specialties, communicating it in a way that people can understand what you're saying, right? All right, the final thing before we go into Q&A is Understand Your Dreams Now is my new book coming out. Understand Your Dreams Now, Spiritual Dream Interpretation. Oh, it's a long-awaited book, you can actually pre-order it right now on my website. And it will be delivered in June, and the special deal will be it's the regular price. But what I'm going to do is autograph each copy, so I will lay hands on every copy that goes out to people who pre-order it. And also, I just want to say this is every 3 months I open up a private group. I don't advertise this. You actually have to know the link to get to it. But I open up a private group called Activate Your Life Calling. And it's a 3-month mentoring where I choose, hand-pick about seven, somewhere between seven, no more than 10 people, but 5 to 7 perfectly. But I hand-pick those people who are interested in and going through what I'm, what I found to be some of the life-changing principles that have helped me over the years. And what happens is you get access, you pay for the course and get access to a website where there is an interactive website where you join a community of others who are taking it with you. And then we go on a group call every 2 weeks for 3 months. And we go through, it's interactive in the sense, one-on-one in the sense that in through the group, you have hot seat time. That's why I want to limit the number of people. Some access to me, you know, from through the website, being able to ask questions and things like that and pray and prophesy. So I will be actually opening this up again. I was hoping to have the video done tonight, but I didn't. So you'll want to go to my website, DougAddison.com, sign up. If you sign up for the free ebook, you'll be on the list, but sign up for our newsletter and watch. Also on Facebook and Twitter, I'll be releasing a video later this week that will talk about the course, about, you know, what the requirements will be, and a questionnaire for you to fill out. I don't just let anybody in, but you have to qualify for it. And I only do this every 3 months, and so I'm excited about it. So watch for that to be coming. All right, Allegra, if you can give me a call, I'm going to move into to Q&A mode. And Allegra's in the chat room with us, and I'm going to get her on the phone here in just a moment. And all right. Okay, you there? Are you there? Are you there? There she is. Okay, first question. Go for it. Okay, so having Allegra's repeating these, if you're watching the tape later, that's why there's long pauses. But having cities or states, maybe I'll just throw in countries, in dreams repeatedly, even though you've never been there. Well, there's a couple things. It's either that you have a connection there some way, or a connection to pray. Maybe there's an intercession calling, or maybe there's a connection somehow that'll come later on. Write it down and watch and see how it unfolds later. What else you got? All right, someone is seeing owls everywhere. What's the significance? The significance, if you're noticing them more than usual, then God's probably highlighting them to you. And it would be that you have the gift of wisdom, and that God's growing you in the gift of wisdom right now. And that, or maybe you need the gift of wisdom, but my hunch is that you have the gift of wisdom. And so watch why. I bet people are opening up to you all the time and asking questions and things, and that's why. Okay, someone had a dream that they're flying in a dream, and they went above the clouds. Well, flying is one of the common dreams that we see over and over, and that is rising above your situation, high creativity. If you're going over the clouds, it's saying that you actually have the ability to rise above negative things. Or it's saying, if you're having this reoccurring, maybe it's telling you you need to rise above negative things, and there's a higher calling on your life that you might not be aware of right now. Okay, dreaming about getting married or wedding dresses. And this is, again, is a it's a common dream. It's one of the common dreams that I have this in my dream crash course, and it'll be in my book that's coming out. But weddings and marriages, I mean, it could be literal. It's possible that, yeah, you're going to get married, but most likely it's symbolic. It's a parable for a new covenant or a new promise from God that's coming to you. And this might be in the form of, you know, a ministry, a gifting, a business, something new that is coming to you. But watch out and see. Okay, what else? Okay, how do you receive the baptism of fire, and how is that different than water baptism? Well, you know, I'm not a theologian in that sense of, you know, being able to explain the difference between, because it is biblical, there's a baptism of fire and the baptism of water. But I do know this much is that, you know, we get baptized in, you know, name of Jesus, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, whatever. And we get baptized. But the significance of the baptism of fire simply means that you're open to or receive a greater level of God's power in your life. Now, that power could be for healing, where you see something actually happen, or I call them these different things. The power of presence is one of them. You can have a baptism of the Holy Spirit to bring the presence of God wherever you go. That's one of my main gifts, is I walk in more presence than I do power. I call it the power of presence, or the gift of showing up, where you can shift the spiritual atmosphere around you. Or it might be some of the power gifts, but all the gifts. I just want to tell you this. How you'll find out is you have to use them over and over. Hebrews 5:14 says that, you know, that maturity comes basically by constantly using your spiritual gifts. So you'll want to use them. And I found out the more you do it, it's like any gift. It's a gift of teaching, you know, the gift of administration, the gift of worship, the more, or even a sport, anything you do, if you do a lot of, you do it over and over, you'll grow in it. And that's required too with breaking through to something new. It's required with working with the Holy Spirit as well and seeing things happen. Oh, someone read in my book, Personal Development, God's Way, that I changed my diet and I got off of a massive amount of caffeine or coffee. And so they asked me what I use for energy. And so that, you know, I have been, I haven't really been drinking coffee for a number of years now. And I just use natural things because I'm not on sugar. I got off of sugar too, which is the big switch over. But just, you know, green drink, some type of green drink, or ginseng or something. There's all types of natural things that you can use. But however, just want you to know, to be fair, I still drink tea, and there not a lot of it, but I still drink tea from time to time, not because I'm English, which I am, but because tea doesn't have the acid that the coffee does. And the acid part is probably what's bad for you. But hey, that's just me. Try something out and see. Got anything else? Okay, why is contacting the dead so bad? Because Jesus did it on the Mount of Transfiguration. Well, let me just tell you about that experience on the Mount of Transfiguration so you can understand it. Because at that moment, two prophets appeared before Peter, James, and John, and Jesus, and it was the prophet Elijah and Moses. Now, I want to tell you, Elijah never died. I don't know if you realize that, but he was taken by a chariot into heaven, so he wasn't dead. Moses, by the way, they never found his dead body. That was one of the things that they said. So the prophetic belief, this is what I hold to anyway, is that Moses never got to see the promised land. Remember that? He wasn't allowed to enter into the promised land. Now, God is outside of time. And I learned a lot of this stuff from several of my spiritual fathers, prophetic fathers. But God is outside of time. Therefore, when he gives you an experience, he can pluck you out of time at any given place and plug you back in to time because God is outside of time. So it is possible that that day God allowed Moses to see the promised land, which was actually Jesus, you know. And Elijah was already out there, you know, he was just plugged right back in. Now, to answer the question, so that wasn't necessarily two dead people. Why is it bad to contact the dead? It's because, you know, we don't really see an example of it. And what we do is pray to God through Jesus. And he is now, Jesus now has the keys to the kingdom. Where prior to Jesus dying on the cross, now if you realize this, but Satan had the keys to death and Hades, and Jesus now has those keys. So that's why we pray to Jesus, and you know, we pray to God through Jesus because he will, you know, he's the one who allows things to happen. Hope that explains it. What are my thoughts about the Book of Enoch? Boy, are there ever interesting questions tonight, and great questions. My thoughts on it is I think it's really interesting, and I don't think it necessarily belongs in the Bible, so to speak. You know, I mean, you know, I wasn't part of the meeting when they chose the Bible, you know, but I don't think it goes to that level, but I think it's interesting to read, and I think that there's some insight that you can gain from it, from the Book of Enoch. I don't think it's all necessarily divinely inspired, let me just say that, but sure is an interesting read. That's all I can say about it. Can I speak more on God and the gay community? Hey, it is interesting question for Doug Knight. The reason that people are asking me this is because I've been reporting a movement of God starting in the gay and lesbian community. I saw it with my own eyes last year, and I started my ministry, you know, over 20 years ago in San Francisco. My brother was gay, and I, you know, I've been around the gay community for a very long time, and I just love people, and you know, I love people. And I don't really judge people because that's how I can go into churches, you know, that are gay. And I'm not your judge. That's what I say to people everywhere I go. I go in and into the New Age. I go into a lot of places that, you know, that may, you know, that might have a different theology than me. And that's what I want to encourage you to be able to do, is to love people and not try to change them right away. Because here's what's going on right now. The whole gay agenda and the abortion agenda, and there's several agendas right now that is so inflamed between Christians and those who need God or even gay Christians. It's so inflamed that we can't do anything. I mean, honestly, it's like an open sore that needs to be healed first. And I've been around enough to know this, and I know that just me going into ministering in a gay, you know, some gay churches asked me to come in and minister, and I did, you know, because I believe that everyone needs God, you know, and I just love people. But by doing that, I've been banned from speaking at churches. My prophetic words have been removed from the internet for the last 5 years. Seriously, I've never announced it publicly. But that was all as a result of loving some people who need God. And so is it possible to be gay and be a Christian? Yes, I believe it is. My goodness. We just got to really start loving people. It's what the Holy Spirit told me is that he's moving in the gay and lesbian community right now. Like it or not, this is what's going on. He's also moving in the New Age. He's moving at pagan festivals. The Holy Spirit is moving in the tattooed, pierced generation. And God is moving right now in the Democrats. And he's moving right now in people that have been rejected. So my advice is to love people and watch for this movement of God. In fact, I just want to say this, is that I've been prophesying over San Francisco. We're about to see something move there. There's some movement in San Francisco and the San Francisco Bay Area. And I'm excited to be coming back there to be able to help, you know, do whatever God might be doing. All right. Good question. Okay, someone had a dream of a huge treasure chest with all kinds of jewels flowing or coming out of it. It's representing promises or things that God has given you, the goodness of God, the good things of God that have not been released fully yet. So probably there's it's an inheritance. In other words, inheritance means that. That there was people previously in your family who had ministries, callings, and things like that that got cut short. And that's the treasure chest that God is showing you. That's the case of me and my family. You know, there's many people died prematurely way back and never got to fulfill their callings. So I pull forward and I call forth that over your life right now in Jesus' name. What else you got? Okay. A pastor said that their daughter should take out her piercings. I assume it's not the pastor's daughter, but the other person's daughter. And it, you know, is it hurting her? Is that what it was? Is it hurting her? And how should you deal with it? Well, first of all, I can't speak into that situation because it's the pastor, you know, if the pastor really feels called to that. But here's what I just want to say outside of that situation is that I think that it's hard to judge something that you don't understand. And I know my daughter has piercings. I don't have any piercings. But my generation, I grew up in the, you know, I was born in the 50s, grew up in the 60s. We said, if it feels good, do it. And now this generation must be saying, if it hurts, do it. Because, dude, some of those things I had to hurt. But, you know, I say don't judge what you don't understand. And again, I can't say what the pastor is. But be careful, guys. Don't reject someone because this is their connection with God. They may not ever go back into a church. This is my thing, is that you've got to be able to, you know, it's up to the person and the parents and things like that. But here, I just want to encourage you, and this is what I go through in my prophetic tattoo and piercing interpretation, is to look at, I have this specific training to look at the area of the body they chose to be pierced because it probably was a prophetic sign. You know, the ones with the tongue, the tongue piercing or the lips, watch them. Those are the articulators. They speak a lot. The ones with the nose piercings, wow, nose is discernment. You know, you can smell things when they're not bad. They probably have discernment of spirit's gift. They don't even know this. There's no guide to this when you go into a tattoo shop. And the ears, they tend to be the listeners or the prophetic gift above the brow. They're the seers. Other areas of body, which I won't mention, but are nurturers. Once you recognize this as symbolic, I'm not saying to get a tattoo or a piercing. What I am saying is that we need to embrace people and love them and begin to tell them. Like I speak over people all the time. If they have a nose piercing, I start telling them, explaining to them about their gifting, about that discernment of spirits gift, why they feel they can't trust someone. You know, when they meet them, sometimes that discernment of spirits gift, they can't, you know, they feel like they're, you know, judging people. So honestly, I highly encourage to take my training, first of all. And I'm not just trying to sell a course here, but this is probably the most cutting edge stuff out there as far as trying to connect with a generation and being able to use it to be able to share the goodness of God, share prophetic words from God. And now I'm known as the tattoo prophet. And I don't even have tattoos, and that's because I can prophesy over people's tattoos. So I just want to call forth that young woman that she would, let's just speak that over her life, that she does not get wounded by the church and never to return. That's my concern. Oh, yeah, what did I mean by contending? To get your promises back, pressing in or contending, the tension of, you know, the tension of contending or something like that. And what it means is like what I did this week. I wrote a list of them out. I already know them, but I have this list of things that I have not seen take place in my life. And I got this, you know, short list, and mine's long, but I took a short list off of it, and I went and prayed, and I began to say, you know, I just said, God, you've promised me these things. We're seeing the opposite right now, and I'm believing what you said. I'll find some verses that correlate with that. You know, if you believe, you will receive. Begin to pray the word of God along with the prophetic promises, and then also push back the powers of darkness. Father, would you push back the powers of darkness that's trying to hold back these promises over my life? And, you know, that's contending, believing for it. Let me just tell you this. I watched my, I just want to just honor my brother-in-law, Al, and because he prayed over my sister, and the rest of the family did too, and my niece Amy, over my sister Deb, and they contended. I watched them contend for my sister's healing. And so sure enough, we see, but you know what? It was like, he told me this, that it was like, you know, a slingshot. I use this word too, but every time the enemy would hit, it would be like going backwards, and you say, no, I'm not going to believe that. You go backwards a little more. No, I'm not going to believe that. You go backwards a little more. No, I am not going to believe, you know, I'm not, the reality is, you know, and eventually what happened, it was a breakthrough. And, you know, my sister was healed, and really a miraculous turnaround happened in her life. Now, that I just, when you think about it in that sense of every time you get hit, it's like going backwards from a, you know, in a slingshot. And you stand on God's goodness. You contend for those things, battle and war over those things in your life through prayer, through and keeping yourself encouraged, first of all, not believing it, not folding into the lies. That's contending. That's just a little bit of it. Okay. Was that a plane or a train? Okay. Dream about a plane or a bus, and you can't get your luggage off before it's leaving. So usually those represent ministries or, you know, or businesses or something. But if you can't, both of those, the train, the plane or the bus, talk about that. But if you can't get your luggage off, most people think that luggage is baggage, but you know, it's not usually, there's things packed. Those are giftings that there's things that you're called to do that are not happening yet. That's in that luggage. And I'm also getting this prophetically over you, and I just want to prophesy over you that there's things from your mother's side of the family, specifically, I'm hearing God right now, there's things from your mother's side. Now, that doesn't mean every suitcase is your mother's side, but I'm hearing God that that are something's trying to hold you back from tapping into or fulfilling those callings. So watch for it. That's, again, that's another one to contend for. And here's what I do. I make a list all the time when I do my prophetic life coaching. I make a list of while I'm talking with someone, and I'll start listing out their, you know, all these attacks that have happened. And then we start looking at the opposite, because, you know, we start coming into agreement with the enemy over ourselves. And we don't realize that the very opposite of the attack is usually God's will. You know, if you're attacked with sickness, you're called to health or a healing ministry. If you attacked it with confusion in your mind, you're called to have a sound mind and have good judgment. And again, contending for that would help. Great questions. Okay. The dreams of frogs. And it rained so hard, the frogs were forced out of the water. So what's the significance of frogs? Now, some people would try to, some more inexperienced dream interpreters would try to just say that frogs are always the spirit of lust. Because we do see in the plagues that came upon Egypt, they went into the bedrooms. They went, you know, the frogs went into the bedrooms. And they're not always the spirit of lust, just so you know that, that there are times that it could represent something else, but in this case, because it rains so hard. Rain represents the Holy Spirit. See, there's a ruling spirit right now of lust over the U.S., over the world. There's ruling spirits of lust. But there's a rain that's happening. That's a spiritual movement that's happening right now that's going to flush out that spirit of lust. And we're going to see a shift and a turnaround. I like what Rick Joyner had to say about how this thing began. You know, one of the ways it could have happened is that back in the 70s, when a guy named Jimmy Swaggart actually fell, Jim Baker and Jimmy Swaggart, both of them evangelists in the 70s, high level, fall to immorality, and what happened is the church judged them. They did. No one stepped up to restore them. And I forgot what the Bible verse, but there is one that says, when you go to restore someone, be careful, you know, that this doesn't come upon you. Well, what happened is we didn't restore them at all. We just judged them. And if you judge, that same thing can come back on you. Now, that spirit is ruling everywhere. And so what we need to do right now, and this is something that I really want to say this, is we need to cause or create an environment where it's safe to get healed of lustful sin or pornography or any type of sin, actually any sin. We need to create an environment where it's safe to get healed because we've actually forced those frogs into the water to go down even deeper to hide because it hasn't been safe. And I hear people that divorce, they get a divorce because their spouse looked at pornography. And I know you might be hurt and everything, but there still is restoration. And I see crazy, crazy, crazy things out there that we really need, not just in this area, but in other areas, having to do with just about anything when it comes to judging others. We need the spirit of reconciliation. And it's really strong right now. So kind of went off on that because it's a bigger picture than just lust. All right, what else you got? Okay, so there's a woman who jumps into a tornado or a twister, and she jumps off the cliff, right, and into this thing. It's probably saying that it's a whirlwind in your life right now, and there's a time of turmoil. But jumping off the cliff means take a risk. So this is saying that God's calling you to take a risk, but in the middle of the turmoil, I'm sure they didn't hit the bottom or anything like that. As they're being called to do something new, be aware that it will be a turmoil time. And because they didn't die, I'm sure they didn't die in the dream. That God's just showing them that, God's showing them that, that he's with them in the storm. All right, what else you got? Got a couple more minutes. Okay, the significance of an orange double triangle tattoo. Well, with tattoos, again, they're like dreams, dream interpretation. Someone walks up to me and asks me what blue means or whatever. It has to be in a context. You know, like in a dream, you can't just interpret a dream based on symbols. That's where people go wrong, is you have to look at the context of the dream. That's when sometimes frogs are bad and sometimes they're good. And also look at the different areas. It's the same with a tattoo. It depends on where it is. You have to know where it is on the body. And I listen to the person's story if they want to tell it. But the orange triangle with another triangle, it just really depends on where it is on the right or the left side, which I go through that in my tattoo training. So I really can't speak into that without knowing. Okay, she's a woman had a dream that she's at her former house and the mailbox is overflowing with packages. Now, this is good because this is saying that there are promises from the past that have been the enemy is not allowed to be delivered or forwarded to you. There's promises from the past that something's holding up. Now, this is a good example of contending It's a good example of, you know, making a list of things that you have not seen come about. In fact, I'm glad that one came out, because this is real important to see that right now is the season, that this is a time to call forward, or, you know, or put a demand on or request about the things that have not come about. What else you got? A vision of a coffee cake four times and woke up to it. Well, I'd pray into that one. I mean, either you're being attacked by sugar or, coffee cake, you know, I mean, just in itself, that would be a tough one to be able to interpret. I would write it down and ask God to show you, because in and of itself, it's hard to just be able to say, all right, you know, the coffee cake means, you know, take a break. It's like coffee break and cake. It kind of rhymes. So it might be telling you to either get off sugar or most likely to take a break and eat the good things, you know, of God. You know, in other words, God's going to be sharing you some intimate things as you take a break. You have time, one more if you have one. Something quick. Okay, someone had a dream. It was the end times, and they escaped the tribulation. Without going into any theology or anything like that, it's probably symbolic that they're going through a difficult time, and that you're going to get through it without trouble. That's what that means. All right. Well, guys, it's been great. The hour has really passed. I want to say thanks to Allegra, who is in the chat room. And remember my website, DougAddison.com. Also, get ready for the release of my new book. Go there, the things I've mentioned before. I just want to say this, that God bless you. I just pray that God would open the heavens over you with dreams and visions, and the sun would shine upon you, and everything would flip around, just like we've been talking about, and coming out in these dreams, and reveal, God would reveal what's now and what's for later.